Om Shanti. 18th September 2019, Wednesday. The essence from today's Murli. Sweet children, you must not love any impure bodily being because you are going to the pure world. Have love for one father. Sweet children, you must not love an impure bodily being because you are going to the pure world. Have love for one father. So, loving one father and loving other bodily impure beings, it's our tendency that whomsoever we love, if we love any person, for example, person A, what starts happening? The moment we start loving any person, we tend to become like that person. We start loving some person, so there is a deep attachment which is created for that person. When we start loving some person, we automatically start imitating that person. We tend to become like that person. When we love any person, we tend to remember that person. We miss that person. We miss that person, we remember that person. We tend to become like that person. We tend to remain in his company as much as possible. We want to talk with that person. So to talk with them, to be in his company, to remember him, to talk about him in his absence, in the mind or in front of others. So we try to talk about that person, or we try to praise that person, or we can't hear anything against that person. So whenever and we try to be intimately connected with that person all the time, digitally connected or else otherwise. So Baba is saying, you must not love any impure bodily being. So if you remember any embodied being, Dehadari, so on one side is Nirakar, who is incorporeal. On another side are the corporeal beings. He is bodiless and these are body embodied beings. So Baba is saying, don't love these embodied beings or bodily beings or corporeal beings. Why? These all things will happen. So when we try to remember somebody intensely, what happens? We try to imitate that person. We try to become like that person. We try to be in his company. So any bodily being, if we develop very strong attachment for any person on this planet Earth, then our intellect is caught. This knowledge is infinite. This knowledge requires unlimited intellect. The moment we start loving somebody, we are coming from unlimited to the limited. So the intellect is caught, bound, trapped, ensnared in some embodied being. So we develop a very strong attachment for that person. And we tend to miss that person. And we try to remember that person. And no human being is perfect. It's only the love of the perfect can make us perfect. If we keep on loving those who are suffering from imperfections, they may be perfect at 99 points, but definitely nobody is perfect in all ways, all aspects. So that imperfection might come in us, because it's a rule that when the consciousness is focused on something, there is an exchange of energy. So, the two souls are connected with each other by any relations, any bond, there would be an exchange of vibrations. So, if this soul is strongly connected with this soul, so there is a deep level of attachment, extremely deep level of attachment, and this attachment would manifest at different times in different manner. It may take the form of jealousy, it may take the form of position, possessive attitude. If this person realizes that this is no more interested in him, this other person, and it's making company with some other person, there would arise jealousy. There would arise sometimes ego, sometimes pride, sometimes possessive attitude, and various vices. So to love embodied being is a great risk. Yeah, they have to sacrifice a lot for each other. And especially when they have to sacrifice spirituality for each other, they both are endangered. When they think that human beings are more important than God, then automatically the deterioration starts. And whenever two persons are very strongly linked, connected with each other, if one goes down, other will also go down. It's good that if one goes up, it's fine spiritually. The other will also progress. But if this person suffers from spiritual decay and descending stage, the other person would gradually also have a descending stage, unless and until the other person is very strong spiritually. So, the attachment which is developed in spiritually minded people, attachments in spiritually minded people, that's also a dangerous thing. Because attachment is attachment, whether it is between spiritually minded people or two worldly persons, like husband and wife, or two friends, very intimately linked with each other. So whatever disturbance that happened here because of attachment, the same will happen here in this Brahmin family. If two souls are very strongly, intimately linked, connected, bound to each other. So Baba is saying, don't have love for any embodied being. And Baba is saying love, that means attachment. Here the meaning of love is not that love, universal love. You should love everyone, the whole universe we should love. Each and every soul one should love. But here when Baba is using word love, love word has got so many different meanings. When we say love God, that means it indicates samarpan, it indicates surrender, dedication. And when worldly lovers say, I love you and you love me, that is different. Their love is bodily passion, animal passion. The same, that is not love at all. Actually, they call lust as love. They misinterpret. There is no love there. It's lust, but they call it love. Or there is a strong attachment of mother to a child, but she calls it love. But love is totally detached. Love is free from attachment. Love has nothing to do with attachment. Love is nirmohi. It has no moh. Attachment it comes in the category of vices. Love doesn't come in the category of vices. But the line between love and attachment is very thin. Love many times turn into attachment. Love has a tendency to turn into attachment. For love to remain love is a great sadhana for long time. Because love deteriorates into attachment. If care is not taken care, if person doesn't take care of love, because love is selfless, because love is doesn't have any sense of possession, because love is sacrifice, and attachment is not sacrifice. Attachment is very different. In attachment, person keeps on suffering. If the person to whom I am attached, if that person dies, I suffer inconsolable loss. But love is free from all sorrow. Love has no issues, no problem. Love doesn't repent. Love doesn't expect. Love doesn't want to take. Love gives. Attachment takes. Attachment is selfish. Attachment is possessive. Love is non-possessive. Love doesn't want anything. Love is a donor. Attachment is the receiver. Attachment wants. Love gives. So we have to decide what I am. Love or attachment. So you should love every being. But one of the meanings of love is attachment also, as is used in this movie. Baba Singh have no love for anybody. That means have no attachment to anybody. Because in attachment, there is a sorrow. Inherent sorrow. In attachment, there is pain. The moment I am attached to somebody, I suffer. I am in opening a door of the house of pain. I am entering into the mansion of pain. Because attachment invariably brings pain. Attachment inevitably leads to suffering. So attachment is a dangerous thing. If I am attached to some person, if something happens to that person, I suffer. If that person is sick, I become sick mentally. If that person goes away, I miss that person. If that person hurts, then I am deeply wounded. If some outsider hurts me, the wounds are not that deep. But if the person whom you are attached to, if the sorrow comes from that person, it is extremely intolerable pain. So every attachment is associated with sorrow. Every attachment is associated with expectations. I expect a lot. A mother expects so much from her child. Or a father expects from their children. They want them to be the topper all the time. And they want to thrust their desires upon their children. No matter even if children are getting destroyed in achieving that, in fulfilling their wishes, they are not bothered. So even that happens. So attachment means pain. Attachment means expectations. Attachment means possessive attitude, mine. And there is a fear in attachment. What fear? Fear of separation, fear of loss, fear of getting snatched away by somebody. He is mine, she is mine. If she is moving with somebody else, I suffer from something. So there is a fear that she should not be taken away by anybody, or he should not be taken away by anybody. Attachment means I am attached to this pen. If I am not attached to this pen, I don't have any issues. But the moment I get attached to this pen, then I am bothered. I have to keep on seeing if my pen is there, pen is there, pen is there. For example, there was a one person who used to be afraid of ghosts and evil spirits. So there was a fear all the time. That fear was debilitating. That fear was paralyzing. So he went to one saint and told him that I have fear of ghosts, bhoot preet, do something. So he said, okay, take this amulet, tabij, talisman, and tie it here, and you will have no fear. And he was overjoyed, and he took that amulet, tabiz, and tied it here. Now he is so fearlessly moving. But now there is a fear that this amulet might not get lost. So he is seeing all the time, it's there or not there. He is sleeping, and the moment he opens the eyes, he is seeing it's there. Because if he loses this, then the ghost would come. So earlier it was ghost, and now the ghost is replaced by amulet. So the fear is still there. So fear has nothing to do with ghost or amulet. It has more to do with attachment. It is not the ghost. It was something else. So wherever there is an attachment, there is fear. Fear of losing, fear of separation, fear of getting that person snatched away by somebody. And wherever there is attachment, there is internal craving, intense desires to see that person, to be with that person, to be around that person all the time. You keep on missing the person whom you are attached. You want to know updates, 1 hourly updates, 2 hourly updates. What are you doing now? Okay, Murli finished. Okay, now what are you doing? Taking breakfast. What is there in the breakfast? Okay. Okay, now what are you doing? Going for service. Updates, 1 hourly updates. Okay, what seva you are doing? Okay, like that. So, wherever you are attached, you have intense desire, intense craving, you miss that person. So Baba says, don't love any human beings. Because in today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, every person is having 5 vices. This is the forest of thorns. This is the world of storks. Baba has come in between the storks. So this is the world of thorns, where everybody keeps on giving sorrow to every other person. So to be attached to such person, and as I said, if A is attached to B, the qualities of B would start coming in A gradually. Because A is constantly thinking of B, so those qualities would come. His nature would get transferred. His words, speech, attitudes, habits, sanskars, aim. So everything gradually becomes aim of this person, because they keep on tend to stay together. So whatever he says, the same tone, the same speech, the same parlance, the same language, the same use of words would be transferred here. They will start speaking in a similar manner. Their habits would get transferred, exchanged. So habits, sanskars, aim, attitude, everything. So this sometimes can become very dangerous thing if this happens. That's why Baba says, just remember one father. See one father, talk with one father, be in the company of one father, have relationships with one father, surrender unto one father. Today's slogan is like that only. Have all rishte, all relationships with one father, and you become farishta, angel. So have all connections, all relationships, be in his company, talk with him, one father and none else. One father is the world. He is the world. So none but one. So stay with him, be with him, see him, talk with him, listen to him, feel him, touch him, be in his company, move with him, walk with him, talk with him, eat with him, drink with him, sleep with him, do all things with him. In Bible there is one statement, in him we live, move and have our being. In him we live, we move and have our being. So our everything is in him. Our everything is for him. Our everything is through him. For him, towards him, for him, through him, in him. So we cannot exist without him. We are like the fish in the ocean, and God is the ocean. The fish tries to come out of the ocean and it dries. For fish, the world is ocean. So we are those spiritual fish whose world is the ocean. That's God. So today's essence of the Murli: sweet children, you must not love any impure. And all human beings are impure. All souls are impure at present, because you are going to the pure world. So remember the pure world. Have love for one Father. Om Shanti.